Will the House please come to order? Roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bonner. Bonner. Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Hales.
Here.
Hales.
Here.
Hallinan.
Here.
Hammonds. Hammonds. Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Illaway.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Jorgensen.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Lebno.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
McComey.
Here.
Mercer.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Millen.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley.
Here.
Pedersen.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Filt.
Here.
Korberg.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Shepperson.
Here.
Steward.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Throne. Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Hammonds.
Here.
60 present.
The prayer today is again by the Reverend Kurt Borgard, representing First Christian Church in Cheyenne. Reverend Borgard.
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-living and ever-loving God, You who have created and continues to create, we come and ask your blessing upon this day and upon everyone who is a part of this legislative process. May your spirit move in this place and among us. Throughout our discussions and deliberations, be with us where there is frustration. May your spirit offer hope and mercy. Where there is division, may your spirit offer understanding and peace. Allow us the vision of what is possible for all of your children, those whom we come to serve this day. Dear God, may our hearts be moved to serve all of the people of this state, even the least of these, those for whom you care so deeply, O God. And even as we pray for our state, we pray blessing for all of those who serve their country and their state this day. And as you send your blessings into the world, eternal God, bless America, bless Wyoming, and God, bless those who have come this day to serve. In the name of all that is good and holy and eternal, we pray these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a good day, Ben. Thanks again for being here. Thank you, you too.
Have a great day, Ben. I have to get used to the flag ball over here.
Thank you.
Will the House please come to order? Representative Brown, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in the, I don't know what direction that is.
West.
In the West Gallery. Please help me welcome Aaron Bieber, who's the newest, freshest, and most theoretically acknowledged member of our law firm, and Susan Adler, who's the best secretary I ever had. Stand up, would you please?
Our condolences to you both. Welcome to the House. Representative Stewart, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends and neighbors, it's my privilege today to introduce you to the doctor for the day and my very best favorite doctor in Carbon County and the state, Dr. Diane Noten.
Representative Stewart, why is she your favorite doctor? That must be because she's your wife. That's great. Representative Illaway, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't think I can do anything about that. Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I know that this is probably the long weekend, but I did want to let you know, and I'll do it again on Friday, that on Sunday the 15th of February at the new Laramie County Library at 2 p.m., the Laramie County Historical Society will hold its monthly meeting. The program will be given by the American Heritage Center from the University of Wyoming, and of course everybody's invited. Mark Green, the curator and head of the center, will give a few remarks, and the main program will be Rick Ewig, also the center on Heart Mountain. The conclusion will be old silent films with refreshments, and if you're in town, it is a program you'll enjoy. So I'll let you remind you on Friday, but we'd love to have you there.
Representative Wallace, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the 60th, I'd like to introduce to you in our gallery, from the energy epicenter of the known universe, Campbell County, a couple of our commissioners, Dan Coolidge and Steve Hughes, along with our favorite college dean, Paul Young, from Gillette College.
Welcome to the House, gentlemen. Ladies, Representative Berger, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to remind all of you that you should have received an invitation to the 2009 Governor's Prayer Breakfast. Hopefully it's on your desk or you've already filled out the reply. It's due by February 20th, but just to mark your calendars, it's Friday the 27th at 7 o'clock at the Little America, and we will have the distinguished Reverend Ed Wetzel from Powell as the guest speaker. So I would encourage all of you to go if you can. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I attend this little club occasionally. They let me show up. It's Geologists of Jackson Hole, even though I'm not a geologist or ever understand anything they ever talk about. But it's one of my more favorite clubs to attend every month. And the president of that club is Wally Ulrich from Jackson, and he's sitting up here in the balcony.
Welcome to the House, Wally. Representative Davison, you may have privilege of the floor if you wanted it. No, you don't. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to help me recognize two new grandparents who are actually in-laws, and staff members of the Wyoming House, the doorman Keith Rounds, and Sharon Novick. Their children had a grandson last night, 9 pounds, 6 ounce baby boy. Congratulations. Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 9th, 2009 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Moniz, Representative Barbudo.
We are at that order of business of Senate files on first reading. The first Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 84.
Senate File 84, introduced by Senator Hastert.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, aggravated assault, choking.
Senate File 84 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 136.
Senate File 136, introduced by Representative Senator DeCaria.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, homicide, aggravating circumstances.
Senate File 136 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 10.
Senate File 10, introduced by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to agriculture and animals brucellosis management program.
First reading of the bill. I guess we already read the bill. Senate File 10 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 48.
Senate File 48, introduced by Senator Anderson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish landowner coupon redemption period.
Senate File 48 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 45.
Senate File 45, introduced by Senator Cooper.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to improvement and service districts.
Senate File 45 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 112.
Senate File 112, introduced by Senator Scott.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to trade and commerce, archaic price regulation repeal.
Senate File 112 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 5.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, introduced by Senator Bebout.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to preserve the exemption of hydraulic fracturing in the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Senate Joint Resolution 5 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 24.
Senate File 24, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health care reform demonstration project.
Senate File 24 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 49.
Senate File 49, introduced by Senator Massey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming State Board of Psychology licensure.
Senate File 49 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 54.
Senate File 54, introduced by Senator Massey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to physical therapists licensure.
Senate File 54 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 92.
Senate File 92, introduced by Senator Martin.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Wyoming Long-Term Choices Act.
Senate File 92 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 106.
Senate File 106, introduced by Senator Hastert.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Public Health and Safety Medication Disposal Program.
Senate File 106 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 113, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Goggles, Hallinan, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson, signed Representative Landon, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 117, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Escobel, Goggles, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson, no, Davison, Hallinan, signed Representative Landon, Chairman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the House Majority Party will caucus right now in room 302, and we will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Madam Minority Whip. Or Madam Minority Caucus Leader.
Thank you. The Minority Party will be caucusing down in the basement conference room. Please bring the supplemental budget sheet with us and the information that we got from Chairman Berger yesterday. Thank you.
The House will stand at ease.